Now, should people who are crossing the road while staring at their mobile phones be fined? That's right. Should you cop a fine for staring at your phone, being distracted while you cross the road? Legislation like this has been introduced in Hawaii. I remember talking to you about this last year, and I think the fine can range between about $35 and $50 for simply being distracted while you cross the road looking at your phone as a pedestrian. Do we need to do something similar here? Because there are calls in Queensland now from the RAC in Queensland to look at bringing in pedestrian offender fines. That's right. If you're distracted by a mobile phone, you may be fined in Queensland if the RACQ is to get its way. What do you make of it? Should we do something similar here? 92211 882 or send me a text 19999 677. Let's bring in the spokesman for the RACQ, Paul Turner. Good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie.
How big a problem is texting and walking in Queensland?
Well, it is a big problem in built-up areas like the CBD. We're seeing a lot of near misses, and we've actually seen overall in Queensland a number of pedestrian deaths increase from about 10 or 11 over 2010, 11, 12 a year at this time to 16 or 17 this time of the year. So we think the mobile phone has a role to play in that, and therefore we think we might have to take some more serious action than we have up to date.
Okay, so if you're crossing the street while you might be texting, you might be tweeting, you might be candy crushing or something, should there be a fine, Paul?
Well, look, none of us like actually putting forward fines, but we've seen in Hawaii, of all places, that they actually have put forward a new law that says you can be charged between $35 for your first offence or up to $99 US for your third offence if you're caught walking across the road looking down at an electronic device. So it's not when you're on the phone talking. It's actually if you're looking down at an electronic device. Now, we only have to walk up the road from our office here in the CBD in Brisbane to see every lunch hour. You can stand there at any of these intersections and see people just hearing the audio cue and walking straight out onto the road, and they're walking out onto the wrong road where the traffic is taking off because they haven't looked up to notice that it was actually the other road that was ready, you know, that was being queued to go. So we do think it's a problem. We do think pedestrians, we are seeing an increase in pedestrian incidences at the moment, and I think the mobile phone has a role to play.
Yeah, and I think I was reading some stats there in Brisbane. There's probably been 5 phone-related pedestrian injuries just in the last month alone. That's a lot.
It is a lot, and, you know, while the jury's still out on some of those incidences, the fact of the matter is, it is a growing problem. We know it's a problem with motorists. We know it's a problem with drivers. So what we're now saying is that it's also a problem with pedestrians, and, you know, the fact of the matter is, if a pedestrian gets it wrong, it's more, much more likely to be extremely serious, because if they're hit by a car, it's, you know, even at low speed, it's extremely serious. So we've done a lot of education. I think everyone around the country has done a lot of education on this, and no one seems to be really paying much attention. So maybe, unfortunately, sometimes the only way we get anyone's attention is to actually see some people actually fined. I know, for example, in Brisbane, every now and again, every 3 or 6 months or so, and they have a blitz on jaywalking. A bunch of cops turn up in town and they you know, fine people for jaywalking, and then they don't have to do it again for a few months. People behave. So maybe that's the sort of thing we need to do around people walking straight out on the road. I mean, not just looking down at their phone. We're seeing people walking straight out on the road, looking down at their phone, wearing headphones. You know, it's extremely dangerous.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, it's got the tongues wagging. We'll throw it out to our listeners here in Perth and see what they think. Paul, thank you very much.
Good on you, Ollie. Thanks.